to the yom that he holds, nevi and kachon leves apsul, we're not afraid about this, and we'll let you bring the kabbonis, even though you have to be machmen now, and eat both of them, you have to give the portions of the chazor v'shoy to the kahanim, and maybe they won't eat it. We're not afraid, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Still it's kedai to bring the korban, than to worry, maybe you'll come lebeis apsul, or come lebeis reifa, as noisa. V'adatani Musa, the last price it says, you have to let them die. That's Rabbi Yehuda, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, the yom that he holds, toyis maiset tmura, heaven. That did you make a mistake by maiset loch of tmura. And Ksavri holds of Yudah, Ksavri Yudah, Tmuras Maisa Maisa. If you make a Tmura on a carbon Maisa, it's like it's Maisa. So that's why even both going to come out, number 10, and the Hanami, one of them is like a Tmura, and therefore it's Maisa. Rashi says Tmura Evi, or Tmuras Maisa, and a Krav Ela Maisa. Yeah. Yeah. So you the Tmuras Maisa Mesa. For the more Ksav, is that true of Yuda? Tmuras Maisa Mesa, true that you're saying of Yuda old, like any toys you have by Mesa, has a locha like a Tmura. The locha is if you make a Tmura from a Korban Mesa Beim, it's Mesa, is that true? Yet now we learned in the Mishnah, Omu was said over Mishnah Rimeya, that Ilu Hoya Tmura, Lo Hoya Korav, that if the 11th one would have a locha of Tmura, it would not be brought for Korban. So that's where Remeya argues on Reb Yehuda. But I call upon a Mechal, it's right, clearly in the Mishnah, Reb Yehuda saw the Korav. Yehuda says, yes, that if you call number 11, 10, it is Korav for Shlomim. So you see, it does have a lock of Tumura that's brought. So how can Reb Yehuda, the 11th one, he was saying now it's Mesa, because it has a lock of Tumura, and the Mishnah's Mashma clearly, according to Reb Yehuda, the 11th one is brought for Shlomim, Machma Zadin Tumura, but it is brought. The Chitem, maybe you'll answer me like this. Reb Yehuda just answered back, Lemay the Sviru Lekama, what Rabbi Meir thought Rabbi Yehuda meant to say. But really, maybe Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah did not mean to say it's a Din Tmura. The more of a Tanan, no, we learned like this, but Tani we learned. Ein Ben Echad Os L'Shlamim, there's nothing difference between the 11th one here and the regular Korban Shlamim, and L'Shezeh Oysa Kedusha Lekorev, V'Zeh Ein Oysa Kedusha Lekorev, different Rabbi Yehuda, that it does not have Kedusha to be brought. Tzadik is Kodesh Lekorev Hudaloi, who of it? Or you goof a korov, a mash mid itself is brought. It just can't give off kedusha likorov. A mash mid itself is brought for korban. Even if you degrees, the 11th one is brought for korban shlomim. Just it's not kodesh to make another one. It can't make another one tamura. A mash mid itself is brought. So need to quote Yuda. This 11th one is brought for shlomim. So how can we say now mesa goes according to Yuda? Here now, Mr. Yuda says clearly it is brought as korov.
All right, the turnover will continue on the other side.
That's the question. Mash Bekril according to Yehuda, that the 11th one is brought for Shlomim. So how could we say before, the one that says Yemaisa goes according to Yehuda? It's one kasha. By the way, Yodimura says the Tanya, learn like this. Over the Tanya, in Min HaBokor, it possibly is in Min HaBokor, the Rabbi is Echados L'Shlomim. That the 11th one is brought for Korban Shlomim. Yochlai would have thought to say, Shanima Brafachi, that we have before in the Mishnah, when you make a mistake in number 9, you call 10, it's also Korav. Maybe number 9 is also Korban Shlomim. Or Mata, I'll tell you no. V'chi hegdish lefon of Makish al Yachov Makish. Usually when you have a Korban, you can make a second one Tmura from the first one. But it's only after you have the first one Kodesh. Before you have the actual Korban, you can't have another one from it. Say, so, Aviyama, this would be a sort of say, Liachrov Mekadish. That afterwards is Kodesh, means that the 11th one, that could get a Kedusha Shlomim. But not the 9th one, that the Maaseh Beim is not Kodesh yet. And the Klal is Stam Sifro, Mani goes according to Yehuda. Hogtonius says clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds Min HaBokar is the Rabbah Echados L'Shlomim. It's a reason to say that the 11th one is brought for Shlomim. So it's a Pela, how can we say before the Brisa that said that when you have 10 and 11 came out together, so the 10th is Mais and 11th one is the Shlomim. They're both Mesa. Why is it Mesa? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Korav, it has Lach of Shlomim on it. So even though the Mishnah holds it's a little bit like a Tamura, they can't make a second one, but it itself about this Korav Shlomim. So then why both of them burnt? Adrab, according to Rabbi Yehuda, should bring them both for Korban. So when it says true, Ela rather tirgumo Reb Shimon Reb Abba. Bitagim Reb Shimon Abba is like this. Kaimad Reb Yechonon. But Maisa Bizmana Zeh. This price that it says Yemusu is talking about Maisa Beima Bizmana Zeh today. Or Mishum Takola, like we once said before, that Mishum Takola, we're afraid if we leave the Maisa Beima around, maybe you'll come to work with it. Maybe you come to be Gozas. So therefore we tell them Yemusu. That's the reason why. Rashi says, "Bzman hazeh leisrul hoda rafunu the yemer breish pirkam yidnu leinogim." It doesn't like we had before. They held we're not doing ma'aseh b'yom all together. Rather held. We hold we are doing ma'aseh b'yom, and the one you take out for ma'aseh b'yom, the tenth one or the 11th year, the halacha is you can't stop waiting until it becomes a balmum, which what you should do, because now we're afraid maybe you work with them in between. So therefore the Eitzer is, according to him, is yield as man as you have to take off Maisa Beim, account 10, the 10th one is Kaddish. What do you do with it? Maisa, let it die. So that's the Shita. Before we had the beginning of the Perek, as man as we're not letting go together, we don't take out Maisa Beim. Because we're afraid Mishum Takola. But he holds no, you have to take off Maisa Beim, and the way to get around, not to be afraid, you come to work with it, or because of it, is you have to let it die right away. So that's Pshan, the third man, the Yama. It's a Rabbon and Dikadin, while we let it be Maisa. Yeah. The Moihochi, so, my Eritrei, what is done? Because two came out for the 10th, one down 10th and 11th. Afilu Chad Nami, even if we just have one for number 10, a real Maisa Beim will be the same Alokhar also, should be Yemaisu. It's more so true. Learn me, boy, come. It meant like this. Learn me, boy, not only Chad, the less late said it is not such a loss if one has to die. Eritrei, but in case where two of them came out for number 10 and they're both Kaddish. I would have thought to say maybe Kiva and the Fiship said there's a big loss here. Lishininu, maybe we should let him wait on the Nifl Beimum until the Mum comes about. Lichlinu, and let him eat it. Kamashmuron, that's the Chiddush know. To even so a Machmuronin, Bishum Takolo, that both of them have to die. Itna, we learn like this. What's going to be Yoimu Lishlucha? Somebody says to a Shliach, say the Esther Alai, I want you to go make off Trumas, take off my Sabeimu for me. Go down to my corral and take out the 10 animals. And make the 10th one Truma, my Sabeimu. So Rav Papi Mishmei the Rav Amar, Korol Atshi, yes, that's the guy made a mistake, and number 9 he called 10. So Kaddish, it's also Kaddish. Well, Yechud also, see, he made a mistake, called 11th, 1, 10, ain't a Kaddish, that's not. Why? Because when he made number 9 Kaddish, what's the halacha? It's Kaddish, but you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum and you can eat it. So it's not such a loss for the owner, therefore he's Nicha with it. But when you make the 10th one Kaddish, 11th one Kaddish, the Shlomim, you lose out the Chazav HaShoyt, so that bothers the owner, like he never made you wish clear to do that. For a proper woman, no, afilu kor l'tshi asiri in the Kaddish. Even when you made a mistake with the 10th one, also was not Kaddish. The Yomalei, the owner has a right to say, listen, l'tzkuni shed resich, I made you wish clear to think of my sebeima, to do it right. But l'oy lavos, not to do it wrong. So I meant only one to become Kaddish. You made the 9th one Kaddish, it's like I never made you a shliach, therefore it's not chal. So Moshe says, if so, Maishna, why is it different from Yehudah? Now this time we learned. Somebody says to a shliach, say the term, go in my field and take off truma samaisa for my wheat. Term kadas balabais. You're supposed to take off truma the way the balabos tells you. There are different shiurim. You can take off 150, 140, 160th. So you do the way the balabos told you. What's going to be in any, or else the way you think he would want. What's going to be in any of their daita shabalabais? You don't know how much the balabos would want to take off. So term bebenis. The best thing is take off 150th. That's the middle way. What echad minun 150th? What's going to be pichas? Sir, took off one less. Or you so you took off a tenth more. Truma so truma still a tchal. Even though you made a mistake and did wrong from his das, here we say it is a good shliach. And Bayos was saying when you made a mistake, it's not a good shliach. And I'm going to answer you like this. Hosam, kiv would be could determine by and yofa. They're all different type of people. Some people take off 160th for maisa. We could determine by and raw. Some people take off only 140th for maisa. Amri, the shliach has a right to say, Liyoche yam daticha. This is the way I thought you were. So when he took off 160th or 140th, it's not a real mistake. He has the right to say, that's the way I thought you would want to do it, so I'm doing the way you want me to do it. But Ocher over here, when the Baal HaBos made the Shliach HaShliach to take off Maisa Beimo, everybody knows the 10th one is Maisa, that's all. You have no business calling the 9th one 10. So Ocher Tusi, you made a mistake here. Amri, so the Baal HaBos has the right to say, Lo Yibon L'chot L'mita, you shouldn't have made this mistake. And therefore, you have this sorrow, let's kumisha gusich. I only appoint you to a shliach to do something good. Lo lavos, not to do something bad. Therefore, for the evils, I never appointed you. Therefore, it's not chal. Hadru lecha, ye maisabe, mislikolam, asechta, dechemis.
Some say also it's interesting, how come the end of Masechta Bechorah sends off the halachas ashlichus, so we make a shtir to make Maisa Behemah for you. Some of the pshat b'chol ashlichus is that you see you can make somebody else do something for you. It means to say we have a kashrus, we're tied together one to another. Really, the whole yisoid of a Maisa Bechorah, b'chol of a Bechorah, the Masechta Bechorah is the firstborn, you have to give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To realize that we, a Jew, has his kashrus back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just alone, but we have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to give him back our rishis, the beginning, whether it's a Behemet Tameya, whether it's a Behemet Torah, whether it's a Bechor Odom, Pidin HaBen, all these neon come to teach us that, like, we owe HaKadosh Atayv back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this kashrus, the closeness we have to us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mechalav, we know this Kol Yisrael Revim Zelazer, we all have this kashrus to get this one big Kol Yisrael. So that's also the limit of Shlichus here, to realize that one person could do something for somebody else, we're all attached, we're all one big arm, we have this kashrus one to the other, therefore it's good while the end of Masechta Bechorah sends off for this parasha of Shlichus. Alright, we'll stop here.
So, really, Dr. Nun Amar Aleph, just thought last Gemara again. The Gemara said like this again, what the Mishnah said again, these Chomis Loim Shaben is Bamona Tzuri. You have to pay with the Mona of Tzuri. So the question is, the Gemara says, Mona Tzuri, what does that mean? So Amar Abasi, Rasi said it means Mona Shel Tzuri. Rasi says it means the Mona that they use in Tzuri, in that city in Tzuri, the currency they use there, that's the Mona. So Kitza, the Mona they had there, that was 25, that was 25 seller. And a seller, yeah. Yeah, so that's about a mona. Mona is 25 seller. Rav Ami, Omar Rav Ami says, no, dinri arva. It means this dinner that they use by the Arabs, an Arab dinner. That's what it is. That's what mona tzuri means. So Rashi has a cheshbon here, but Tosis says, Tosis learns that Rav Asi, Omar, din arvi, kleimar. Dinner shall arvoi, shove he sloyim. One dinner, like a silver coin, is worth 5 sloyim. Shoben, that's how much you have to use for Pidyon HaBen. Such a Rami is saying us that this Mona Tzuri, the Mishnah means, is a dinner Arvi. It's an Arab dinner. Rabbi Chanina Oimer Istero Sarsio. It's this type of a coin, an old coin of Istero. And Toy says the Pshat is comes from Suri, it's called Istero from Suria. So the Mizdavnen Timno Vedinro. That this type of a coin, 8 of them are bought for one dinner, for a gold dinner. That's what this coin is. It's timno bedinra. 8 of them you get for one dinner of gold. And chomish menayu, 5 of these coins, is the pidyon haben. That's the pshat from the Mishnah Monetary. It's 5 of these coins is enough for pidyon haben. Now, Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Yechanan says, dinre hadraini. Yechanan says, take a dinner from this place, hadraini, or else traini. These are names of Rashi says, it means a dinner is of a golden coin. Shetvu b'madbei Adrinus Kaiser, the king Adrinus, or else with Tuninus Kaiser, the king Tuninus. Take a golden coin from these places. That's what a monetary is. So take a golden coin over here, and he says what? Shaifa, that it's rubbed out, it's rubbed off, like, the Kaiser's thing was rubbed off, yeah. And the Mizdavnan b'yetzim v'chomi zuz, that you could buy bought for 25 zuz. So these coins now are bought for 25 zuz. So what you have to do is dal minayu shtusa, take off a 6 from it. If you take off a 6 from it, then v'hanach l'pidyon haben. Left over is for pidyon haben. That's how much you have to use for pidyon haben. But this is like a 6 too much. To take off a 6th value of this coin, that's enough to use for pidyon haben. So Rashi says the Svirulei Sloim Shel Bechor Heim Sloim Shel Dala Dinner. We know that they have to use 5 Sloim. Seed Sela is worth 5 Dinrin. So, and that's a Sela Tzuri. So it comes out, because of the 5 Sloim, Esrim Dinner. Each Sela has 4, and you have to use 5 Sloim, it's 20. So over here, if this coin is 25, so you have to take off a 6th. So Mori asked the question, Akati Esrim Nochi Danka Heavy. Even if you take off a 6, still you have too much. You have more than 20. And all you have to pay now is just 20 seller for Pidyon HaBen. So saying now, a seller is 4 dinrin. I mean, so you have to buy 20 dinrin, that's all. and not the, this is more than 20. Rashi says, like Esri Mechad Nochi Dankev, it's 21 less than 6, because we take a shtus, a sixth out of 24 is 4. So now you're taking off a sixth of 25, it's a little bit, you're paying more than 20. So still you're giving too much. So what's the word is, Eladal Zuz Ushtus. Take off a Zuz and a shtus, and a sixth. And the Hanak Lepidina Ben, left over is what you use for Pidina Ben. To have you lose Esrim Metakli, the Metakli Dinri. The Inni Esrim Vitim Nezuzi, or Palga Palga Danka. Again, so what Eladal rather shtus, the Zuz. Take off a sixth and a Zuz. The Hanak Lepidina Ben, that's what's used for Pidina Ben. So Moshe says, no, still that's not a good cheshbin. Akati still esrim nochi dan keve. If you take off a sixth and a zuz, so you're ending up paying less than 20. So again, it's not good. You have to pay 20 dinyan here for pidyon haben. Ela means like this. Dal zuz. First take off one zuz. So this is 25 dinyan, so take off one dinyan first. So you're left with only 24 dinyan. Now it's good. Take off a sixth of that. A sixth of 24 is 4. Ushtusa. And then what's left over is 20 dinrin. That's what you have to pay for pidyon haben. Tevelu esrin mitakli b'makle dinrin. It comes out to be 20 dinrin. That's what you have to use. So this type is a good cheshbon. Yeah. So that's the amount here. It's 20 times here. So it's 20 times dinrin. The yinan esrin v'tun nezuzi yipalgo palgo danka. That this 20, like times the weight of this dinner, really comes out to be 28 and a half zuz and a half danka. And this would be the cheshbon according to the other dinner. But we're paying now with a dinner tsuri, but a regular one would be much more. So that's why we only have to pay a mona tsuri. Rashi says, "Yiner esametim nepagadinki the dinner arve." You want a cheshbon with the dinner and the arve used. Because the dinner tsuri oisin we had before, Rashi said that the dinner tsuri, seven of them make up 10 dinri arvi. So therefore, seven tsuris makes up 10. So therefore, take off seven, you make 10 there, so it comes out, this 20 will come out to be 28 dinrin of dinri arvi. So okay, so that's the cheshbon for pidyon haben, you have to take 20 of these dinrin of tsuri. Here. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Seloyim Diraisa. That whenever the Torah says to give a seller, know what a seller is, it's Tlosa Vitulsehevi. It's like three and a third dinrin. Like even though we say a seller is four dinrin, no, Midiraisa, a seller Midiraisa comes out to only be three and a third dinrin. That's all. The Pasuk says, Esrim Gera HaShekel. You have to take 20 Gera for the Shekel. Or Matagmin, the Targum is, Esrin Moyen, it's 20 Moyen. For Tani, we learn like this, Sheish more Kesef dinner, that's 6 more Kesef fit into a dinner. So therefore comes out that a seller is a third, and a third, 3 and a third, that's what comes out to. So Rashi has a Gansa Cheshbini, Rashi says, so the rice was dinner tsurim who till seve ye esrim moyen ye. Alright. So what the Targum says is 20 more. And we know 6 more makes up one dinner. So if say 3 times 6 is 18. And then 2 more is another third. So 3 and a third, 3 and a third mona is enough. 3 and a third dinrin is enough. Of course, each dinner is 6 mona. So we have to have 20 more. If Esrim is 20, it's enough to have 3 and a third dinrin. That makes up your 20 Esrim Gera. Esrim Gera Shekel. So if it's enough to have 3 and a third. So first the question, is that true? Mace, we have a question. Faloi Sela Shel Kodesh Aboye Mishmoy Nepundiyin. The Sela Shel Kodesh. When the Torah talks about a Sela, it's made up from 48 Pundiyin. Now, Pundian ze mativa, what do you use the pundian for? Kilbo nefrutian. That the pidyon here, this 48, it's an additional to the original amount that you use. It's like when you weigh it out, you shouldn't lose any weight. This is an extra that's added on. Now these 48, really they're four dinrin. Because each dinner like contains with 12 pundin. So therefore it comes out that you have to have four dinrin for the seller, and not three and a third. So Gemara says in Echanami, Bosa di Yosifin Alayu. Here it's talking about after they added on a more to it. After it's been increased in value. Once a year. That a sixth was added on to the value of the seller. And that's what comes out to be a seller tsuri. So therefore now, 24 mono comes out that each dinner is four. So that the, Let's see, Rashi says what? V'haloi seller shakodish. Means how makdish shadev, if you makdish your field, b'shnas ha-yodom, ho yepadeyu beis zer, you can be paid this amount of a field, b'chamishim sloyim. V'teros kanim gabi makdish shadev kotoni, kerach yokin, noisem memtes sloyim, you have to give 49 sloyim, or memtes pundiyim. Even though the Torah says 50, that's what you have to give lamentes shonim shayevel. For I sell a shekhoch chloim of a lom or manu memtes punyin, for I sell a shekhoch memches punyin, is taken to kapora base chloim a sorim, the chamishim shekel opinion, you give an extra punyin. So he said, you give this extra coin, that's to make sure you're not giving less, you're giving the right amount of silver. You're not taking off any silver. Like Rashi says, hachruhu, like when you weigh it, you have to make sure you have the exact amount of weight. You're not losing anything. You're not giving a little bit too less, but maybe the coins were rubbed off. So you're not giving enough silver, so you have to add this small coin. Yeah. So Rashi says, Nimtza dina yud beis pundiyin, v'sel ha'boyim shmoyin alma, sel ha'dirais ha'bod dinrin. It comes off me that the sel ha'dirais is four dinrin. That's kash and rova. That rova said the sel ha'dirais is only a three and a third. So that's where there it is. Here we're talking about after they added onto it. Rashi says, Mashdina Bosa de Sifu lo al Sel de Raisa. Ha Sifu Shtus, they added on another six to the Sel de Raisa. The Yasu Lamida Sel Atsuri Esma Viabo Moyen. Now they made the Sel Atsuri 24 Moyen. So the Chanami, now it's four dinrin to the seller. Now how come they added onto it? The Tanya the Gemara says, Esram Gera HaShekel. The Pasuk says, Esram Shekel, Esram Gera HaShekel. Lamadnu l'shekel shu'esam geira. Here the Torah is telling us the shekel is 20 geira. On minayin, how do we know to say though, shim rotzel hoisef yosef, if the rabbonim want to add on more to the coin, make it worth more, they could do it. Talmudim, it says yiyah. So you could make more if you want. Yiyah means, rash esam geira yiyah shekel, mashum oid havayas acher, you get onto it more if you want to. If so, yochel, I would have thought to say, yifchesh, you could even make it less also. Talmudim, it says the word who? As Rashi says, "B'parshas Erchin Siv Hu B'Seid the Vikach Kerak Siv Esrim Geira Hu," you can't make it less than this. So therefore, when they added on to it, they only add on more. So comes out now with dinner is four sellers for dinner. Ravashi Shodalei Shifsa Zuze the Ravachoi Bread Ravina Pidyon Aben. Ravashi sent 17 zuz. He sent 17 zuz to Ravacho, to Rav Achor. Braid Ravina, because he was a kohen for Pidyon HaBen. So Sholchla, he sent back to him, Lishta Limar Tlosa Yeserta. You sent me an extra three? The Ikolayu. That is an extra three, he sent back to him. You sent me more than you have to. Like the extra third of the seller, that I sent you too much. So he sent back to him, what he said too much, Rashi says, Dr. Rashi, Shnesat L'cho Yoysa Midai Kerova. That Rav is the soul, the rice is a three and a third. If so, for five, so five times three is 15, and another third, but till Sadin and Shtei Dinu comes out to be two, a little less than two. So because it's less than 17, less than 17. So I give you 17, you have to give me back a little bit more. So he said back to no, Sholech Lei, Lishtali Mar, Talos Sachrin, Yomi, another three, so Yasifu Elayu, the other rabbi. This was only Midin Torah. But later on, they added on to the Cheshbon. Siyomi now another new. Now it comes out to be 20. Siyomi another three. Omer Rabbi Chanino, kol kesef, omer about Torah stam. Whenever Torah says a payment about kesef, you should know it means seller. When Torah says kesef, it means a seller. Not that's the payment. A seller. Yeah. And when the Nevi'im talk about payment, Nevin is litrin. He has to pay back the value of litrin. Rashi says that means minyan to Esther Mechomish Lem is 25 sloyim. The tsuvim, when it says mixuvim, then kintrin. Rashi says that's meyya sloyim mechol shekel. Every shekel is worth 100 sloyim. Chutz min kaspe shel Ephron. Except when it says by Roman Green that he paid back the money to Ephron, shafo pisha kosa batera kestam, even though the Torah says he paid him back 400 kesef, but kintrin, yishno was kintrin. It wasn't like the Gemara says, stam Torah means selo, but here it was the best type of a coin. The pasuk says, arba meos shekel kesef, he paid him 400 shekel kesef, oiva la seicher, means that wherever you go, you could use that coin. It says, oiva la seicher was a currency wherever you go. And therefore, since there's a place, the Gemara says, the kintra and tikla. There are some places that call this tikla, the seller, a kintra. So since the pasuk says that Rami Vino paid him 400 shekel, that's currency anywhere, and since there's some places the shekel is called kintrin, therefore he gave him this much. Yeah. So even though it says the word kesef, here it means kintrin, that's worth much more. Rashi says it's neya sloyim b'chol shekel. Every shekel is worth 100 sloyim. Not just on 25, but 100. Yeah. Omer Rabbi Oishia. Oishia says, Bikshu lignois kol kesef zov shabarlam. The Chumam wanted to say, it's also to use, it should be also bano, all the gold and silver in the world. Why? Vnei kasef vuzahava shayu shlayim. And after the churban of the Beis HaMikdash, the Goyim took out the silver from the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, so that silver and gold is like belongs to Egdash, it's also bano. So therefore got mixed up in the world, so they thought like, all the kesef should be awesome. So Mara says, no, at shemot l'mikra, until they found a pasuk in the Torah from the Torah that says the pasuk in the Cheskel, that shum mutar, you're allowed to use that money. Shnem, the pasuk says, uvoyu bo pritzim, like the goyim came and was porous, broke off in the base of Midrash, v'chiluluhu, and they were mechalit, mashma, they took the kedusha off the money. It was nafak l'chulin. When the goyim came in, they took off the kedusha. Therefore the money is mutar to use. So Mara asked the question, stam, what's the havimina? For the Gemara of Yerushalayim, have the Ruba the Alma, as there was only the money in Yerushalayim that should be also to use. But the rest of the world, like that money is mutta. So here you go, bust roll over the world, roll over the money is mutta. Why should I say the money all over is also? Just because of Yerushalayim. So Mosul Denechnami, Ella rather Omra Baya, Baya says like this, Dikshu lignois dinner hadraini and turaini shaifa. That they wanted to say that these type of coins that comes from the case of Drina, the case of Trina, that was rubbed off, they wanted to say these should be Yosa. Because these were the coins that were used in Yerushalayim, and the Stama, they were brought into the Lishkan, to the base of Migdish, so they should be Yosa Bano. That's what they thought. Until they found the Pasuk, and the Torah it says, no, Shumuta. The Pasuk says, the Goyim came and broke up in the base of Migdish, Vichilaluhu. They were Bechal, they took off the Kedusha, off the money. Therefore it has no Kedusha, therefore we're allowed to use the money, even these type of coins. Yeah. The other Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Asi, Kol Kesef Omer Batera Stam, whenever the Torah says to pay back with Stam Kesef Yishno, it means Kesef Tzuri. He derives, whenever you have to pay back, it means this more crush of a coin. Like Rashi says, whatever it says, shekel have a seller tsuri to our boar dinrin. That's four dinrin, like Abiyakan before said. But Bishel Devrayim, whenever the rabbonim say you have to pay money, that's kesef medina. That's the regular coin, which is 1/8 of kesef tsuri, worth much less, only 1/8. So, first the question is it true what you're saying for klolu? Is this a klal that every time the Torah says it always means the more expensive one? Vare taina. As a shayla, when you go and ask, yes, you owe me two things, you owe me two chairs, and you owe my to one. For a time, the chsiv, it says, ki yitain ish ariyeyo kesef akelim lishmor. I give you, let's say, $2 to watch, two kesef, or two kelim to watch. Utananan, it says, ushvuas habayonim, when it comes to shayla to a bezin, did I say I gave you five chairs to watch? And you said, no, you only took two of them. So, taina shtei kesef, I have to ask you for at least two kesef. So, you see what? It's enough to have shtei kesef. Even the Torah says kesef. Shtei kesef, Rashi says, is shtei mo, means a very small amount of money. Rashi, shtei mois, it's a 1/3 of a dinner. Even though the pasuk says kesef here, see, it doesn't mean four dinrin. It means the smallest amount of money there is. So you see, Kesef Stam does not mean the Mchosha before Dinrin. Smur says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Hosem, here by Moedev and Mixas is much different. The Pasuk says, Kite Nishroyev, it says, Kesef Oy Kalim. He gave them money or utensils. So we dashing like this, Ma Kalim, just like Kalim means Shnayim too, is as Kesef Shnayim. Kesef also means two. Mash many two coins. It doesn't have to be Choshev coins. Any two coins is good. Also, Ma Kesef Dove Choshev, just like a coin, even the smallest coin, is still a Dove Choshev, is still something, is as Kalim Dove Choshev. It has to be a whole Kli, a Choshev Kli, not a broken Kli. But I call upon him here by Taino, even though it says Kesef, here Kesef doesn't mean four dinarin, it even means a small coin, because it's Taino to Kesef or Kalim. But the more still is it true, I was saying, the parsha of being poid the maisa sheni. The pasuk says, if you have a lot of maisa sheni outside Yerushalayim, you can be poid it onto money, and take the money, so the tzar to collect the money in your hands, and take the money to Yerushalayim. Now, tanan we learned, how poirit sela b'mois maisa sheni, that you can be poirit, means change it over from small coins into a seller. Mashman, originally, when you applied the money, when you applied your Maisa Sheni, you applied it onto very small coins. And now when you want to take these coins up to Yerushalayim, you could change them over into bigger coins. But I call upon him, it's Mashman, you started out with small coins. You want to go to the bank, like, and change over, you get a seller's worth from the money that you have, and the small money. So where you see, you could be prider it onto small money also. You don't need big Mois Atsuri. Sumar says also, Shani Kesef, I'll tell you, Maisa Shani, Maisa is different. Why? Because Kesef Rivu, it says the word Kesef a few times. So it's Marba, not only the Choshev Kesef, but any type of Kesef, any small coin you want, you could be putting the Maisa Shani onto it. Yeah. Rashi says, Tlosa Zimna Ksiv, it says three times in the Parsha also, Kesef, Venasata, Bekesef, Asatua Kesef, Venasata, Bekesef, Rivu, Komili. Since the Rebuy, any type of Kesef is good. For the Gemara still, Rei Hegdish, the Parash, you want to be paid the Hegdish. The Pasuk says, V'nosa na Kesef akamloi. If you want to buy back something of Hegdish and be paid to it, Pasuk, V'nosa na Kesef, give money. And V'yomash Shmuel, Hegdish shava mona, V'hegdish worth a mona, Hegdish shava mona, Shechilulu al shava pruta, there was Mechal on the shava pruta, is Mechulul. It is Mechulul. So you see what, you want to be paid the Hegdish, even though it's worth a lot of money, you can use a Shavah Pruta. So Chorot Akasha, Shavah Pruta is not a monetary. So for instance also, Hegdish Nami, Yalef, Kodesh, Kodesh, Mimaisa. So you say, Shavah, Kodesh, Kodesh, Mimaisa, Rashi, Bimaisa, Shani, Rashi says, Ksiv, Kodesh, V'chomaisa, Bok, V'tsoy, Nashi, Yavar, the Hegdish, Ksiv, Yishki, Yagdish, Es, Beis, Kodesh. So you say, Shavah, Maisa, Shemaisa, Hegdish, Temaisa. Therefore, that's why you could be paid the Hegdish also with less than a monetary. For the more still, by Kedush Isha, when you want to get married, the Pasuk says, V'yotza chinam ein kesef, that we dash when an Omar Riya goes out, she doesn't have to pay any money. But Mashmid is another place where they do have to pay money. That's by Kedusha Kesef, when you get married. So that's one man yom, we learn out Kedushin from this Pasuk. So it says the word kesef here. Still, it's now, we're on the first Mishnah in Kedushin, that Beishama Yomir Bedinu. Or v'shava dinner. If you only mikdash with a dinner, that's good. That's monetary. But a besilah, remember, prut v'shava prut. You don't have to use a chash of a monetary. It's enough even to use a small copper coin. So the chura lema. Let's say Ravasi diyamet v'shamai. You want to tell me that Ravasi before they said kol kesef that says in the Torah always means a chash of a kesef tsuri. The chura sounded like v'shamai, not like besilah. That's a kasha. Usually passed like besilah. It's more so true. Ela rather iyitma. If you learn Ravasi's halacha. This is the way to learn it. The Rama Rav Yudah Maravasi, kol kesef kotzuf. Whenever the Torah says the exact amount, how much to pay, like by Pidgin Aden, it says 5 sloyim. Yeah, then Rama Batayra kesef tsuri. Then the Torah is marked that has to be choshev a kesef tsuri. But b'shal devrei, whenever the Rabbanon say to pay that kesef, that's kesef medina. But Ravasi meant to say only when the Torah says an amount, how much you have to pay, that's kesef tsuri. So we're asked the question, my kumashmas, what do we need this din for? Tanina, we learned that in our Mishnah, that's what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said, Chomei Sloyim Shoben, but the Mishnah reconciles all these things that there's a schum. The Mishnah said, Chomei Sloyim Shoben, then it says Shloshim Shalevet, if your shor kills never, Torah says pay back 30. Then Chamishim Shalonis, Vimanisal girl, or Yimafata, or Moitishema, the Torah says 50 or 100. So whatever the Torah says the number, the Mishnah says it already. So what do we need Ravasi for? What's Ravasi's Chiddush here? The Mishnah says this already. That whenever there's a cheshbin of how much money you have to pay, the Torah means with Kesef Tzuri. So Marin says, I'll tell you, Bishel Devrayim Kesef Medin Yitzchaklei. Ravasi's Chiddush here, that when the Rabbanim make up the skum to make you pay, there it's Kesef Medin, not a Choshev Kesef. The Tanam, I'll bring you proof we learned. Somebody blows in somebody's ear, and he does damage to him. He hits him or blows in his ear. So it says, Noisim Laisela. You have to pay him a seller. So that's called the Midrabonin. Now, the Loi Taimit don't think that this seller means seller arba zuzi. It's a seller that's worth for dinrin, for a zuz, no. El apagwa de zuzi. It's enough to be worth even half of a zuz. That's also called a seller. The Koreincha seller, pagwa de zuzi. People call the seller even half of a zuz. So you see, when the Rabbanan gave a cheshbon to pay, their cheshbon is the smallest amount of money. Their cheshbon is not a lot. So if people call it as a zuz, people call it half a zuz a seller. Yeah. And this comes out, this is 1/8 of the Kesef Tzuri. Now the Gemara says, Chona Bisha, once happened Chona, once happened with Chona Bisha, he was a bad man, Chona is this. Chona Bisha, Tokale Lehu Gavra. He like hit a man in his ear. So Osla came with Ravuna, they brought him in front of Ravuna. Omale Havle Pagu de Zuzi. He told him, go pay him half of a Zuz. That's called the seller with the Rabbonin. It's a Pagu de Zuzi, you have to go pay him. So that one was Zuzi Mochabade. So this Chona Bisha didn't have a half of a Zuz. All he had was like a beaten up Zuz. He only had one Zuz, Mocha, that was like crushed down a little bit. And therefore the Lenofik, he couldn't exchange it. Nobody wanted to take it. So nobody would give him half of a zuz from it. Like nobody would exchange it for two half of a zuz. So all he had was just one zuz to pay with. And then you don't have to pay a zuz, you don't have to pay a chatzi zuz. So what did he do? Talk a leachrin of Yavna Lei. He hit him a second time on the other ear. And now he owes him a whole zuz, so he paid him the zuz. But I call upon him, that's the right here. When the Rabbonin say kestim, the Rabbonin taka means only a chatzi zuz. The Rabbanan's money is not a money tsuri, it's a money medina, a small amount of money. It's only a money di raisa, that means a lot. And then it says, what? Shloishim shalevid, or chamishim shalevid, is a shamafat, the Mishnah says. So asu lovely, why do I have to repeat over again and say again, money tsuri? Hotanel, it says already, raisha, money tsuri. So where it says, oinus, the moist shame ritsa, that's the chidish over here. Because otherwise, sakotatchim, I would have thought to say, kivund like sivbu shkolim, the Torah doesn't say clearly 50 shkolim. Is then I would have thought to say Zuzibiyam, anything you pay is enough. Kamashmanod, the Mela Fayalif Madodi, learn out one from the other. Then the Torah gives us chum, whenever the Torah says you have to pay a certain amount, we say that amount always means a monatsuri. So even by Maitre Shem, the Torah just says mona, 100, but doesn't say shkolim, kesef. Still we learn out, since it says a chum, whenever the Torah says an exact amount, we always say that means monatsuri. This is what chutz min hashkolim. When you pay the machzis hashekel, that you can't give shav a kesef. You have to give dafke shkolim. Tony will learn chutz min hashkolim. When you pay shkolim, you have to give exactly a shekel, or machzis shekel. Or meiser, hu adin by meiser also when you pay the meiser sheni. And hu adin varayin, when you buy a korban oila for the oila ria. So shkolim, the tanan mitstafrin, shkolim darbunis, mevnei masuya derech. That shkolim you can only change over to this coin darbunis. Only because you have to carry it up to the Lishka. But otherwise you can't exchange it into any other coins. You would actually have to give a master shekel. You have to take the money with you. You can't take shava kesef, it has to be coins. For Ryan, you buy an oilish riyah. Tan Rabbi Yosef, Shloyovi Sigal Azara. You're not allowed to bring a siga, a bad coin, to the Azara. Or she says, siga kesef siga latvua. Like you can't bring coins that wasn't carved out yet. You can't bring some a metal-based kli. You have to bring a complete matbeya, good coin, you have to use for the Sharia. And when you buy the korban, you have to pay money with coins. You can't use some a piece of metal, like shava kesef, it has to be vidafka kesef. Alright, you'll stop here.